Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. So today I want to focus on assessments. So before you turn this off or go somewhere else, let me share something with you. If you could find a way to get a 1,484% return on investment, would you take that opportunity? I think all of us would say yes, right? That's out of one study of Psychology Today speaking about developing emotional intelligence in the workplace and specifically using assessments to identify where people are today and then provide a path forward for them to develop the skills of emotional intelligence. And that's just one assessment, a 1,484% return on investment. Most organizations pour valuable time and resources into hiring, into developing people, trying to build highly productive teams. Yet too many times they rely on guesswork instead of data. And I have a saying I've used for many years, assess, don't guess. A wrong hire, a stalled career, a dysfunctional team can stall the growth and drain the resources of individuals, teams, and even entire organizations. Assessments are not about labeling people or putting them in boxes. I think there are so many myths about what good assessments are, and I'm going to cover some of those later on, but I want you to know this is not labeling people, putting them in a box. This is not about pass, fail, good, bad. It has nothing to do with that. It is a deeply insightful process when the right assessments in the right package are used for the right purposes. They are precision tools that uncover insights, they reveal patterns, and provide a clear pathway forward. The real power of assessments comes when those insights are combined with the guidance of a certified assessment professional who can translate results into action. And we call that transformation. That is where assessments stop being tests and become solutions. So let me share a story. I have used psychometric assessments for decades. I've seen the evolution of these assessments, how they've improved over time, how emotional intelligence has become a critical measure. Since we know EQ is 2 to 4 times more predictive of success than IQ. I've also seen my own development path through those decades of using assessments. I use them on myself periodically to measure where I am and to identify what are my growth opportunities right now? Where can I develop new skills or where can I fine-tune something that will help me? I can attest from my personal experience that a data-driven approach, which is using assessments, to personal and professional development is the right way to go. Stop for just a minute and think about that. If you are an owner of a company, a leader, maybe you're in sales, it doesn't really matter. Would you be willing to invest $1,000? To provide you with years of growth opportunity that is going to return far more than that 1,484% return on investment. Because we're talking about bringing clarity and insight to provide the right path forward to grow new skills, to get stronger in areas where there may be gaps, and to consistently succeed over time. There just isn't any substitute for that. And yes, you can do it by just winging it and hoping you get further down the road. But why would you do that when for a incredibly small investment, you could identify exactly what you or your people need to move forward, to get to that next level and the level beyond that? So when I talk about assessments, it really brings me to this story that I want to share with you. I've had the privilege to work with thousands of people over the years. Every different personality type, EQ levels, habit profiles, rational thinking aptitudes. I've seen every one of them and all kinds of different mixtures because we are all unique in our own way. I will never forget one of my clients. I'm going to call him Jim. He was a skeptic when it came to assessments. Jim was a high IQ individual with a lot of success in his work. He had rapidly risen in the ranks, and now he led the entire organization. When I first talked to Jim about the value and return of investment on assessments, here's how the conversation went. Me, this is me speaking now. Jim, I'd like you to consider allowing me to utilize a curated package of assessments on your leadership team to identify their strengths, their gaps, and their developmental opportunities. This will give you insight into where they are today in their leadership, competency, and capacity, and it'll create the right path forward for them to grow. Jim, we don't need that. All they need to do is follow my lead and do what I tell them to. Me, so everything is good. All of your leaders are performing at their best. Jim, not exactly. There's always issues. Me, can you describe some of those issues for me? Jim, they don't seem to listen. I tell them something, and then it doesn't happen like it should. Me, why do you think that is, Jim? Jim, I don't know. I guess they just don't care. Me, thoughtful pause. I'm really thinking this through. So did you hire the right people? Jim, absolutely. I trust them. Me, then if you trust them and you hire the right people, do you really believe they don't care? Jim, no, you're probably right. I think they care. I just don't understand why things are not what they should be. Me, Jim, if you have this uncertainty, will you allow me to do the assessment package on one of your people and show you how we can replace that uncertainty with a clear path forward? Jim, okay, that sounds reasonable. Let's give it a try. The results of that proof of concept really shocked both Jim and the leader that he chose to be the participant. When we were in the feedback session together, the leader said, "How can you know this about me?" My reply, "That is what a well-selected package of assessments can do when combined with the experience of a certified assessment professional. It's not magic, it's science plus real-world experience." Jim was sold. He now had a data-driven approach that would give him the insights he needed to better lead his own team while providing each leader a clear and impactful development path for their personal and professional growth. The outcome of that experience led to years of growth for Jim and for his team. They now have a thriving business where assessments are used to increase hiring success, provide growth and skill development opportunities for employees, and to build high-functioning teams. Let's go ahead and look at each of these challenges and how assessments done right can be a significant competitive advantage. But before we get to that, let's apply some common sense into what assessments are and are not to better understand how to use these valuable tools. Now, when I talk about assessments, I think it's important for me to express what I believe to be highly valuable. Number one, they have to be highly validated with predictive validity. Basically, you're measuring what's going to happen. Number two, it cannot be this assessment or that assessment, everybody's favorite assessment. That is almost worse than not doing assessments because it becomes such a biased approach to looking at the individual. Oh, they're not a high D on the disc, so they can't really be a leader and they can't really do this and that. And that really opens the door for a lot of problems down the road. So I look at assessments as a package that is covering many disciplines, not just personality, but mindsets and motivators, emotional intelligence, rational thinking skills, habit formation and transformation. I want to know where people's productive and counterproductive habits are, what's helping them, what's holding them back, and what about their response to conflict? How about their trustworthiness? There's so many different ways that we can measure different things in people. And then a certified assessment professional like myself can put all of this together, whether you're hiring or developing people or building teams, we can get the best possible path forward through that data-driven approach. Anybody who's made significant decisions in work, in business, has gotten the best data they can most of the time to make those decisions. So why would we not do that with people, especially when the cost is so low and the return is so high? So let me talk about some of these common sense insights on assessments. When people hear the word assessment, they often think of standardized tests or exams that grade performance. That is not what good assessments are. To make the most of them, it helps to apply some common sense rules. Number one, assessments are not pass-fail tests. No one fails an assessment. Instead, assessments measure natural patterns, behaviors, motivators, habits, or emotional intelligence so you can understand yourself or others better. They are tools for insight, not judgment. Number two, assessments don't put people in a box. While assessments reveal tendencies and preferences, they're not meant to label or limit. A DISC profile might highlight someone's natural communication style, or an emotional intelligence assessment might show strengths and growth opportunities. But people are complex. Assessments give you a snapshot of tendencies, not a permanent verdict. Number three, assessments don't replace leadership. Data without context is just data. It's just numbers. The real value comes when a certified professional interprets the results, connects the dots, and helps people turn insight into action. Assessments are decision support tools, not decision makers. Leaders still need to lead. And number four, assessments are not one and done. Doing an assessment once and filing it away won't change anything. The power of assessments lies in how they are used over time, whether in hiring, development, or even team alignment. They are most effective as a part of a process, not a one-time event. Now, on the other hand, here's what assessments are. Maps of human potential. They help individuals and organizations see what otherwise remains hidden. Habits, motivators, emotional drivers, and blind spots. They are catalysts for conversation. Assessments open the door to deeper discussions about leadership, growth, and alignment. Number three, evidence-based guides. They give leaders the data they need to make better choices when they hire and when they're developing people and in aligning teams. And number four, investments with measurable return on investment. When used wisely, assessments reduce turnover, they accelerate development, and they improve team performance and dynamics. Let's now get to the three big solutions that assessments can provide a competitive advantage in. The first one is making good hires more often. Hiring is one of the riskiest and most expensive decisions a leader will make. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, the cost of a bad hire can equal 30% of that person's annual salary. A side note for me, the numbers that I use and I know over time can be anywhere from 30% to 200%, depending on how much impact that individual has on the bottom line. So it's a huge cost, let's just say it that way. And that sometimes doesn't even include costs like lost productivity, damage to culture, cost of rehiring. For small and mid-sized organizations, one poor hire can set growth back significantly. The reality is that skills alone don't predict success. What matters is whether a candidate's behaviors, motivators, and emotional intelligence align with the role and with the team and with the leader and with the culture. Through carefully selected assessments, leaders can gain insight into natural behaviors using DISC or other personality tools, what drives and motivates an individual, that's motivators or 12 driving forces. By the way, these are all assessments that I use. Their level of emotional intelligence, even their patterns of habits, and coachability. We have an assessment for how coachable a person is, which, by the way, is probably one of the most impactful assessments that I can provide in an assessment package. If somebody is not coachable and they are unwilling to learn, that hire is going to have problems from day one, and it probably isn't going to work out. By layering these assessments and getting these insights, hiring becomes less of a gamble and more of a strategic decision. The short-term benefits include reducing turnover and building confidence in hiring decisions. The long-term benefit is the creation of a bench of right-fit talent that grows with the company. Here's a second major area where assessments can provide a competitive advantage, creating a success pathway for personal and professional growth. Too many employees plateau because they lack a clear development pathway. Leaders often spend valuable time guest coaching without hard data to guide their efforts. Gallup research shows that employees who have a clear development path are 3.5 times more likely to be engaged. And engagement is directly tied to productivity, profitability, and retention. Without that pathway, talent stagnates and organizations lose momentum. Assessments provide the clarity that both leaders and employees need. By measuring emotional intelligence competencies, such as self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills, organizations can identify where someone is strong and where growth is most needed. Tools like the LifeThrive EI assessment or the SAY assessment from 6 Seconds, the Coachability Index, the Habit Story assessment give precise insight into habits, response patterns, and growth potential. I use all of these assessments in my assessment packages. With this data, leaders can design personalized roadmaps for development. The immediate benefit is clarity. People know what to work on and how to work on it. The long-term benefit is cultural. It's a workplace where growth is expected, it's supported, and it's celebrated. So now let's move on to the third major solution and competitive advantage you can get through using the right types of assessments, and that's building high-functioning teams. Even if you hire the right people and provide development opportunities, teams can still fall short. Dysfunctional teams cost organizations between 20 to 30% of their productivity, according to Gallup and Six Seconds research. The most common issues are lack of trust, poor communication, lack of teamwork, lack of execution, and misaligned priorities. The consequences are severe: low morale, high turnover, and missed business opportunities. Assessments make the invisible visible. Team climate surveys, such as the Six Seconds Team Vital Signs that I use frequently, reveal the underlying dynamics of trust, motivation, execution, and change, including teamwork. Organizational vital signs assessments provide a broader view of cultural health and alignment. When paired with personality and behavioral assessments, along with emotional intelligence and habit assessments, leaders can better position individuals within teams for maximum effectiveness. The short-term benefit is improved communication and clarity. The long-term benefit is the creation of teams that trust one another. They innovate together. They achieve consistently high levels of performance. So let's get to the return on investment. I've shared a little bit about that with you, but let's go deeper into that. The data is clear. Organizations that use assessments see measurable returns. A study by Katie Cook, PhD, called the ROI of Emotional Intelligence at Work. Here's a statement out of that study. Emotional intelligence training can yield a whopping 1,484% return on investment for organizations. Do you want that for your organization? That can happen. Personality assessments improve hiring accuracy by up to 40% and reduce turnover by 30%. Zappos reported a 30% reduction in turnover after implementing psychometric testing, while companies like Google and Procter & Gamble attribute performance gains to assessment-driven development programs. When organizations invest in assessments, they're not simply buying reports. They're buying clarity, better decisions, and long-term stability. So I've stated that I think it's really important to work with a certified assessment professional like myself. And the reason for that is actually multifold. Many companies sell assessments. What makes the difference is having a certified professional with real-world experience who understands how to select the right tools, interpret results accurately, and guide individuals and teams toward action and transformation. With certifications across multiple validated assessments and over 40 years of coaching and consulting experience, I help leaders and organizations turn data into transformation. Every assessment comes with a robust feedback session where I provide deep insight and create the best path forward. Whether the goal is hiring the right fit, developing a leader, or building a high-performing team, then I offer ongoing coaching because the assessment process is just the start. If we really want to see the transformation, go back to that research we looked at. It is about having an ongoing developmental process. So let me pull this together. Hiring, growing, teamwork are all three pillars of organizational success. When organizations guess, they pay the price in turnover, in stagnation, and in dysfunction. When they leverage assessments wisely, They gain clarity, direction, and measurable results. The choice is simple. You can keep guessing, or you can lead with insight. If you're ready to make better hires, chart clear growth pathways, and build teams that thrive, the first step is to explore the solutions assessments can provide. Feel free to go to our website, eqfit.org/services, and check out our assessment offerings. And what you'll see is they're very carefully curated for very specific solutions. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at EQFit.